Glad you're here tonight. Here's some of the greatest bluegrass musicians I know of.
Yeah.
Starting out with, on the mandolin, Mr. Sam Bush.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We got some old buddies, we got some new buddies up here we're enjoying playing with. On the fiddle from Los Angeles. I know you would never guess that. He is one fine fiddle player. You can see him playing in the Laurel Canyon Ramblers.
Yeah.
Maybe you have seen him play there. Make welcome Gabe Witcher. On the old doghouse bass. The man that wears the greatest hats in bluegrass, without a doubt. He's actually a fine banjo picker as well as a fine dancer, but his specialty is playing the bass, and we love to play with him. Mark Schatz. Yeah.
On the old hound dog guitar, as they like to call it down in the old South. The king of the dobro, welcome Jerry Douglas. Yeah.
Of course, I think you know our good buddy on the old five-string banjo.
Yeah.
And he is a great bluegrasser, but he sure has made a name for himself in the world of jazz. Not that I've ever seen one of these magazines, but I understand he won the Playboy Jazz Poll this year. A little caricature of your head. Oh, last 2 years, excuse me. I see you read the magazine.
They didn't even send us a free issue to check it out.
The man that needs no introduction.
Thank you.
Our friend, our buddy, the guy that had the idea to put all this together, Bela Fleck.
Because he hurt his hand. Actually, he didn't break his arm, as it was reported in the local newspaper, but he did hurt it, and we're waiting to find out what's going to happen with that. He won't be playing for the next month or so. But we do have, that was the bad news. The good news is we have a fabulous guitar player here. You may have heard him with Ricky Skaggs' Kentucky Thunder group for a while, but he's here with us, and we're thrilled to have him, and we're going to get him to play a tune here. This is Brian Sutton.
Yeah!